Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
It is day 5 of Best Guest Week, and please welcome the guest booked by Laura. It's Atomic Kitten.
Yay!
Wow. But where's the other one?
She's really sick.
Is she?
She's really ill. She's got that bug that was on the telly.
What, that one, that norovirus thing?
So what's it called?
The one where they wouldn't take any more patients.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I've had this horrible.
Right.
Can't visit anyone or anything?
Every time we have a guest in, I don't know why this happens, right? But they're making a right racket next door. Could you go and tell them to turn it down, please? This happens every time, doesn't it?
It does.
Okay.
God, that is loud,
isn't
it?
Yeah.
Has he just walked in on a link?
I think they might be on air on One Extra right now.
Whoops.
Oh, he's been told off.
Did you?
Did you get told off?
That.
We're on air.
Good. Anyway, how are you?
I am great. Yeah, thank
you. Good, thanks.
How are you?
I'm very good. You're back again.
We're back for basically, we got involved with a charity album,
right?
called Liverpool, the number ones album.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about that in a minute.
Right.
You only split up for about 6 months or something?
Yeah, we didn't split up.
Yeah,
oh, you didn't?
And we took
a break for 4 years.
Yeah.
we got a bit cozy. You know how it goes.
Yeah, exactly.
Four-year break.
Had a few children.
Yeah.
Put our feet up, a few cups of tea.
God,
it's the life.
I haven't seen
you for ages. Do you know what I mean?
I know. We have been doing little bits and bobs.
We were all dead young the first time we met.
I remember.
We were.
And you wouldn't dress up as a woman when we used to know there.
No. Oh, now he'll do anything.
Yeah. Yeah, they've just been subjected. Thanks for showing them that. The cheerleader video from yesterday.
I was more concerned about the girl next year who looked like she headbutted her legs at one point.
She did actually knee herself in her head.
I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
He wasn't quite as flexible to do that, though. Were you?
No.
Just as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I'm going to ask about everything in a minute, but first of all, can we get a bit serious?
Okay.
Is it true, right? I've got to ask this and get out of the way.
No.
Is it true that you cruelly snubbed Kerry Katona and didn't invite her to be in the band, now you're back together?
Yeah. No, I'm joking. No.
Okay,
no.
Next question.
We're not evil people at all, but when we perform, it's Tash, Lil and Jen.
Yeah, that's Atomic Kitten.
Kerry left, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there you
that
go.
Was it.
I think all that stuff in the paper is because we did the number one project.
Mm.
She was asked to present it or something like that. Okay. And then it's someone
we think.
Got it.
Yeah,
right.
We're just making it up, really.
Whatever.
Okay, so, I mean, you just didn't even think to invite her back?
No.
No?
Not really.
Okay.
Well, when you leave a band...
You don't really come back, do you?
I wouldn't have thought she'd have been... Yeah. It wouldn't have even crossed my mind had it not been in the papers.
Mm. No. Mm.
If they'd have replaced Jenny, then they wouldn't have got air back, would they?
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah.
And also, Natasha...
And there's only room for three in this band, so there.
And also...
Imagine if the Sugar Babes asked everybody back.
Oh, my God.
There'd be about 12
It'd
of them
be a super group.
Super group, yeah.
And you didn't invite her to your wedding.
I know.
So moving on, what were you going to say?
But I didn't get invited to her wedding either.
I thought we were friends. Kerry, 27, told OK Magazine. But I guess she didn't want to invite me. That's what it said.
Stop it.
Do you feel bad?
No.
Right, anyway, let's talk about this new album of Liverpool number ones. Loads of number one songs by artists from Liverpool.
Yes, past and present.
Yeah, done by other artists from Liverpool, because it's the capital of culture, don't you know?
Don't you know?
Yeah. Now, you're a big fan of all things Liverpool, aren't you,
Chappers? Don't start.
Is that a joke?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Mm. You love it. Go on, tell me how much you love Liverpool.
Go on. You don't need me to talk.
Are you a lover or a hater? Right.
It's just a Manchester Liverpool thing, isn't it, really?
No, I think we should all love each other equally.
Unite.
Yeah, let's just, be as one.
Yeah.
You know what
Do
I mean?
You think?
I like Manchester.
So
I like the Trafford Centre.
I like Manchester. I like Manchester and Liverpool.
You
always have a foot in both camps.
We'll see, we're neighbours.
No. Now, you've done a Cilla Black song on this album, haven't you?
Yes.
I was hoping it was going to be this one.
Oh, I love it.
We did actually try.
The unexpected hit you between the eyes. Didn't you just used to sob uncontrollably every Sunday?
When she sang.
Oh,
Listen to the listen. I don't remember this bit.
Did she sing that on the telly?
And when you don't know what's in store today, that might bring surprise.
It's brilliant.
Is this on the album?
No. I
love it. Fortunately, it wasn't a number one.
Did hit you between the eyes.
Catch you.
It is good, isn't it? We should have done this one.
I think we should. We should drop it into a remix.
It doesn't make. It doesn't make any sense.
Let's get Westwood to do it.
The new two-time one. The new two-step one. Yeah. Surprise, you, surprise.
Has anyone here ever been hit between the eyes by the unexpected?
I'm sure it'd be quite painful. Mm. Whatever.
Have you? Have you, Natasha?
Once or twice.
Yes?
No,
I haven't.
I haven't.
No, no, I have not. No.
It's the surprise.
See. Surprise, surprise.
Stop it.
Sorry.
I'm actually getting into it.
Right,
I'm going to start swaying any second.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, that is the track from the Liverpool album, It's Anyone Who Had a Heart. Did they do something quite similar? No, they don't. Why did you want to do that track?
It's gorgeous.
It is good, isn't it?
It really is gorgeous.
Mm. I can't concentrate with Scylla.
I know, it's fabulous.
Sorry, I'll turn it off. Actually, it was a few years now. It must have been 2 or 3 years ago, but she actually co-presented the show with me once.
Did
it was
she?
A great honour, yeah.
And then you went and did Surprise Surprise with her, or
I didn't
something?
Do Surprise
did
Surprise.
You?
It was a show called Scylla Live, and I was a little helper.
What did you do on it?
I was like the bloke going, thanks, Scylla. on Living TV. No one remembers. listen.
It's Scott and Scylla on Radio 1.
She's brilliant, isn't she?
Oh, my God.
Was that when you were off and we said that you'd been sacked for pooing on the photocopier at the Christmas party?
Ooh.
Yeah. Which wasn't true.
And we used to do a brilliant game, do you remember, called the Big Fact Hunt?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
It was rubbish, wasn't it?
It lasted a long time.
This is her.
One day.
This is her doing that.
Okay, the Big Fat Hunt.
listen,
careful.
Listen. Okay, Scylla, hit them with a fact.
Okay, the Big Fat Hunt. Listen, it could have been worse. Yeah.
Bless Scylla. She's got a proper scary laugh, though.
Oh, my God.
Listen, right, if you play this music... Play this music with Scylla's laugh, right? Oh, God. She's scary.
Sounds like it
too. Don't like it.
That is a bit scary.
Now, did you know, Chappers, that Liverpool has produced more number one selling artists than any other place?
In the world.
In the world.
In the world?
In the world. Chappers. Yeah, have that.
Fact.
Yeah.
Seriously?
That's one big... Fat fact.
That is. Easy now. Easy this. Now, who are your favourite Liverpool artists?
Sonia.
Oh,
she's not messing. She's serious.
She's on the album. She's doing. She loves you on the album.
She did. We did like the live version of the album at the weekend.
Yeah.
And we shared a dressing room with Sonia.
Oh, were you a little bit starstruck?
So excited. Because when I was at school, everyone called me Sonia because I had red hair, curly red hair. I used to love it. And I'd be like, yeah, I am Sonia. And I'd like impersonate her. So I bored her for half an hour telling her that story.
No, because we had loads of people with us as well. And I think we freaked her out a little bit.
We did.
Everyone we brought was a Sonia fan.
Oh, no.
And he just attacked her in the
corner.
She's
an icon.
She got trapped in the shower.
What?
She did.
You trapped Sonia in the shower?
With people talking to
her. Sonia.
You trapped Sonia in the shower?
It was like a big dressing room, but one end was just a shower. We were like, oh, ganging up
on her, basically.
We love you.
You know who my favourite artist
was? Was she actually showering?
No.
Oh, all right, Chappers.
She just sort of backed her into the corner.
Give me something.
Yeah, we had a naked girly chat in the shower.
Yeah, actually.
My favourite's from Liverpool, Eton Road.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Anyway. I like Eton Mess.
Yeah. Now
I was flicked the V's at Eton Road through tinted glass.
Oh, didn't they block you in?
They blocked us in at a gig in Sheffield.
Yeah.
Flicked the V.
I know, it was very pleasant. Yeah. We have been waiting for hours to get out.
Now listen,
what
can you...
the real thing?
What?
The real thing.
Were they from Liverpool?
Yeah.
I have no idea though.
Yes.
Now can I ask, can you do any tricks? Because this week we've had quite a good guest in. We've had a man that could stretch his skin really far, and also we had a sword swallower, and they were very popular this week. And last time, are you?
Mm.
Can I see that? Oh,
you
God!
Ready?
Oh no, Liz! No, Liz! No!
Stretch those legs.
I don't think you. Can you see?
Oh!
That's all wrong.
And then you twist it right the way around again, though.
Oh, God!
So I wish I'd never asked that now.
Strong, that man. Was my hand, was by horrible. The way, everyone.
Yeah. Radio 1's podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Right, so Atomic Kitten is still here.
Hi.
Right, and now it's time for our final guest on Best Guest Week. You'll know her from X Factor when she was treated very harshly by that nasty man, Simon Cowell. But she won't give up, and fair play. It's Emma Chawner. Hi, Emma. Yay! You right?
Yeah, I am.
Good. Now, if you don't remember Emma, here she is in action at the X Factor auditions.
17-year-old Emma from Ramsbottom has brought her biggest fans with her for support. Her mum, dad and sister.
I've been told by my mum and dad that I'm a good singer. That's why I've auditioned for the X Factor.
We just literally pushed her and pushed her and pushed her and got her to sing.
And to ensure that Emma not only sings like a star but looks like one, her dad Philip has made her a show-stopping outfit.
I made this dress for my daughter. It took 3 days.
She's definitely got the gift. I think she follows in my footsteps. So I used to be in the choir.
What's your name?
Emma.
Emma, and why are you here today?
I've been told that I'm a good singer, so I've wanted to have a go.
Who picked your dress for you?
My dad's made it for me.
And is there anybody in the charts that you aspire to be like?
Celine Dion.
Okay.
I think she'll be a yes.
So that was Emma on X Factor. What's it like when you hear that now?
Horrible.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. They were harsh to you, weren't they?
Yeah, they was.
What do you think of Simon now? Can you forgive him?
No.
Really?
Well, he was all right when I went back on the December the 15th on the final.
Yeah.
He was all right then, but the first audition, complete no.
Right, okay.
Do you think he's just got to be like that, though, and he just does that?
Pardon?
Do you think he's just got to be like that, though, and he just always does it?
Mm.
He does it for the TV.
Yeah.
And I think if you've got a passion for something, it's something you like doing and it makes you happy, then keep doing it and don't...
I'm still singing anyway.
Good
are
for you.
You.
Yeah. Good for you.
And they were nasty about your dress as well that your dad made, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you tell me, I've always wanted to know, what happens when you go to X Factor auditions? Because obviously we just see what we see on the TV with Louis and Danny and Sharon and Simon. What happens before? Because don't you have to go through loads of other auditions first?
Yeah.
What happens?
What it is, I got put in front of 4 people before I met the judges. Then you go get this certificate saying congratulations, you made it for the first round. And then you go through another round with in front of like 3 people on a camera.
Yeah.
And then got through that. And then it's the main judges.
Right. Because it's quite a lot.
Yeah.
Have you ever had to do auditions like that?
No. I went to many auditions before Atomic Kitten.
Yeah.
And they are nerve-wracking. And that was just in front of normal people, not...
I would never do it.
The cowl.
Pure fear.
Yeah.
Pure fear.
It was terrifying.
One of the things Simon said was that your parents shouldn't be encouraging you so much. What do you think?
They haven't encouraged me. They haven't pushed me. It's my idea. I've been told I've been off my friends, I've been a good singer.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a parent, but they haven't pushed me. I wanted to do the X Factor myself.
Okay. So
are you nervous?
Yeah.
Were you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you did go back for the X Factor final, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
And we saw some oiled-up kind of muscle men carrying you on in that big chair. Oh, yeah. And they almost dropped you, didn't they?
They dropped me in the rehearsals.
They what?
They dropped me in the rehearsals.
What, properly dropped you?
Yeah.
Why?
I had a bruised ankle.
That wouldn't have helped the nerves for the live show, would it, really?
The chair went down at the side, right. And they dropped me.
Because it looked like it was going to go on the live show, didn't it?
Because what it is, there's 3 blokes the same height, and on the opposite side where you see me fall... It's a small block, and when he went down the stairs,
yeah.
That's why it went down.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. So, it's quite clear that you still want to make it as a singer.
Yeah, I do.
And you've done some gigs, haven't you?
Yeah, I've done a Soul Viva Club, which is in my town.
In Bury?
Which is in Bury.
Yeah.
What was
that like?
That was fine.
Yeah?
I've done Bury. Switch on Christmas lights.
Is this right in the sun that you're going to go for Britain's Got Talent?
I have gone for British Got Talent,
right.
But I ain't heard nothing back.
Right, so you've been on it?
I've been on
and
it.
You did an audition, but you're still waiting to hear back.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, okay.
So, but that would mean you'd put yourself in front of Simon Cowell again, wouldn't
yes.
it?
Yes, you can't get away from him.
Oh, oh. God.
But you could go through exactly the same thing that you went through last time.
Probably.
Yeah. Wow.
Is that something you probably wouldn't want to do, but I suppose you have to if Simon's on the show.
Yeah.
What's it, I mean, do people come up to you in the street and ask you for autographs and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, they do, and pictures.
What do they say?
They said, oh, you're from the X Factor. Oh, can I have your autograph?
Are you in? Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
Yes, that's me.
Yeah. And you get recognised in the street and stuff.
Yeah.
What's it like being kind of famous? What's the best bit?
People coming up to you, you meet new people.
Hmm.
Really nice.
Money.
Yeah, money.
I think he's looking for you to say meeting him, knowing him.
Shut up. What's the worst bit? No, she's not. She's going, no, it's definitely not. Yeah. What's the worst bit?
People were in the papers calling them a family fat and everything like that.
Hmm. Oh, okay, listen, just a thought, maybe at the end, right? This might be good for you. Now, Jenny's not here today, is she? Because she's ill. So, I mean, maybe Emma could join you in a little rendition of something. Would that be okay?
Do you want to be the third kitten?
I would love that.
Yeah.
Would you love that?
Yeah.
Can we do whole?
You'd love to be the third kitten.
We certainly can.
Okay, right. Just do whatever you want to do, really.
Right now?
Yeah, go on.
Do you know the words to whole again? Don't even know the words.
Oh.
Should we have a little... We'll go out and polish it and then we'll come back.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I love that. Radio 1 Podcast. Right, good guess, I think, as predicted. Emma was lovely, wasn't she?
Very nice.
Atomic Kitten Girls, as always, lovely.
Lovely.
However, we were going to do this duet of Hole Again between Atomic Kitten and Emma.
Well, Liz and Natasha were teaching Emma the lyrics.
Yeah.
I went back out into the live line to get my sport.
Yeah.
And Atomic Kitten's management were going ape. And they're not doing it.
Was that what they were saying?
Yeah. We don't want them to do it.
Right.
And I was like, well, I don't care. I'm just trying to get my sport off the printer.
And
that's
Atomic...
all right. You go and have your huff somewhere else.
Right. The girls were really up for it. And they were teaching Emma the words at the time.
It.
And they would have done it.
But their stupid management. Threw a strop.
Yeah. I'm like, no, you're not doing it. So now the girls have had to go because they're all pulling faces next door, and they were going to do it. And now, once again, Emma, that would have made Emma's day, and it hasn't happened. So thanks very much for that. Anyway, thanks to Atomic Kitten for coming in.
They're
lovely as always. Just their people. And thank you very much to Emma.
A lot fitter than I imagined as well. A lot fitter than I imagined.
Yeah, they're hot. And thanks to Emma for coming in as well.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, so now it's time to award the prize to either you, Laura, or the one that doesn't speak for booking the best guest this week here on Best Guest Week.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Right, on Monday we had Sarah Beeny.
Yes.
Now, remember, I'm the person that decides who gets the weekend in northern France with my dad, which is the prize. Sarah Beeny, liked her. Yeah, good fun. What did you think of her, Edith?
Big knockers.
Yeah, she was good. And
she was brilliant.
Massive knockers, actually.
Very nice.
Peter Dixon, the voiceover man, liked him a lot, actually.
Fling me round by my nostrils and chuck your ruddy great big spanner in my face.
A lot of people were saying he was a legend when he came in. Yeah, that's very good. Very versatile. He's on everything as well. I like him. Circus Freaks, all right.
Didn't you got very close to one of them.
Yeah, I didn't like the stretchy skin man.
Gave him a rub.
Yeah, I didn't like it. The cheerleaders, absolutely no way in a million years. No.
They were great.
You booked somebody to do a dance routine on the radio and made me dress up as a cheerleader. Also quite visual and embarrassing for me, so they're off.
Okay.
Atomic Kitten and Emma off the X Factor. That, for me, would have won it if there had been a collaboration, but their Atomic Kitten management weren't going to let that happen. They stopped it, and therefore they've stopped the prize that's not going to them. But it would have done if I had had a collaboration of Hole Again by Atomic Kitten and the girl of X Factor.
So they're out.
Sarah Beeny, fine. Peter Dixon, yeah. Circus Freaks, cheerleaders, absolutely not. So the winner of the luxury weekend in Normandy at my dad's house is the one that doesn't speak for booking Peter Dixon.
Oh, thank God for that.
Oh no, that means you, one that doesn't speak, has to go now to my dad's house in Normandy, eat some fromage, drink some
wine.
What's French for wine? And he's going to, you and Peter Dixon will have a couple of glasses of wine, and then he'll tell you the story that he always tells you when he has a couple of drinks about him spooning cheese to Bruce Forsyth in a dressing gown in a hotel room, which he does tell over and over and over again. So good luck with that. My dad has never heard the story. He will do soon. Congratulations, one that doesn't speak.
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.